don't roll, we don't want no, yeah, yeah, we high. Can't have no lame, fall vibe. Go down like the bottom, you just want the light up. Are you f***ing with the donna, with a face of a model? No, 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 the only thing that I love, Benji's a Finley and we gon' run it up.
Together. Sorry, not sorry. Khaled, you're crazy for this one. It's the Morning Detour. We on Friday. This show is brought to you by Woke Conscious Skincare.
Don't mind me. I'm living my dream.
This morning we're showing love to all the mothers everywhere. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Miss Thomas, I see you. DJ Moon One.
Living the dream, yeah.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, coin toss, I'm Coinbase. Basically cryptocurrency, Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly. In Cabo, with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living a dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living the dream, living the dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Yeah. That's too much. Every show was a statement. Every show was a statement. We are culture.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is hip hop at its finest. We on Fridays, the Morning Detour.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
It's the white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion unexpectedly. Circular ice on Japanese whiskey on my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. unprecedented run. Everybody's getting bands, we just dance to different drums.
Whoa.
I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry,
not sorry. Don't mind me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Now Cara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Cara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Cara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let me tell you, boy, DJ Moon 1, DJ Moon 1. That's how you play some music on the morning show. They don't do it like us. Montreal, my city, welcome back to the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chase, alongside Lorena. This show is brought to you by Woke Conscious Skincare, natural skincare company. They have bath bombs, bath oils, body butters, beard oils. Everything's beautiful. It's black owned. It's eco-friendly. Woke Conscious Skincare. Now's about that time to do some community and entertainment updates. Lorena, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I have a lot of things going on this weekend and for the month of May. I did want to mention, because I did speak to Leona McCarthy, so I wanted to announce Audace au Féminin, which is the Salon International de la Femme Noire. They're having their fourth edition, which is titled Phenomenal Woman. And this will be an event that will be on Facebook Live between May 29th and 31st. So you can definitely check them out on Facebook or check out their website, which is www.sifn-montreal.com. Another thing that's happening in 2 weeks is Overture with the Arts, Unpacking the N-Word. Mm. So this is happening on May 14th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It's led by Omari Newton, and he will have guest panelists such as Dr. Sabrina Jafrali, Balarama Holness, and Catherine Rudd-Diamond. Tickets are $25, and all the money goes back into the nonprofit, but they also have meals available for pickup.
Okay. Can we just talk about that a little bit, the N-word a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
When I started doing the detour, like, for me personally, the N-word doesn't offend me because I'm a black man. So calling me a nigga doesn't really faze me like that. And the fact that still in 2021, people are still trying to create this division based on race. I'm like, still? Like this is still the jelly guys are trying to put. You're trying to divide people up on ethnicity? With all the things, we have a rocket spiraling towards Earth, and y'all talking about race? Ethnicity? I love the panel. We've had Balarama on the show. We've had Dr. Sabrina Jafrali on the show as well. We've had Akilah Newton on the show. And it's her brother that's leading this talk. I'd have liked them to put everyday people on the panel, because these people are working professionals. So obviously in their professional line, their narrative, obviously they want to abolish it. I think that we have taken the power away from the word. I think the word doesn't still have that same kind of punch that it once had. I'm not really fazed by the word because I'm a black man. So they say that to me, I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. I took the connotation away from it. But you, Lorena, you're a professional as well. Do you kind of like remove from that? Because like for me, and you know, we have a show today that we do, the Running Wolf podcast. I've kind of died down from using it because, you know, I had people listening telling me like it was kind of like a turn off for them. And I didn't want to turn off people. And it wasn't that deep to me. I could take or leave the word. But I want to ask you here this morning, are you still offended by the N-word if someone were to say it to you?
Well, I try not to give it that much power, but I also make a conscious effort to not use that word.
I've never heard you say it.
Yeah, because I don't know. I guess in my family, like, it was never looked at as something that you should say. Like, it was like a curse word type of thing, you know? So it's not something that I said just freely out there, like around my family or anything like that. But like, I honestly, I tried to just not say, even if it's in a song, like I will change the word basically. Like I try to just not have that in my vocabulary.
Okay. You know, some people want it to be abolished altogether, but in hip hop, we have kind of regained power on the word. And, and nigga, G-A, is kind of a term in there, man, especially when I'm in the hood, when I travel to states, you know, when I'm around the man's them, we know what it's like. It's kind of a term of endearment, so we kind of take it. But nigga with that hard E-R, you know, that's kind of blasphemous way. But, you know, I want to encourage everybody to take in the talk and get one of the meals as well. $25 isn't that much to have a very informed conversation on the word, on the N-word. So thank you very much for that, Larina.
Yeah, no, definitely. If you are interested and want to purchase a ticket, you could go to www.owta.org and you could check that out. Also, what's happening this weekend, the tulip fields are open. So you could go to tulips.ca. That is the French spelling. So it's tulipes.ca to purchase your tickets. They're open Monday to Friday from 10 to 6 and then Saturday to Sunday from 9 to 6. You pay the entrance fee, which is, I think, anywhere from $10 to $13. And it's $1 per tulip. But if you are buying in bulk, of course, they do have discounts there. Another thing to look forward to that has started back up is the Black Montreal Experiences. So if you don't know, these are historical walks and content about our great city of Montreal, and it's shedding light on the Black history that we have right here that most people do not know about. So it's about $35. They have different walks. You could take a look. They have walks in Old Montreal, Little Burgundy, Verdun, and different places. So go to blackmontrealexperiences.com and definitely sign up. It's a great experience to have. There's so many options to choose from.
That's our boy Rito Joseph that does that, and I think he's one of the, you know, he's like our own Canadian Cornel West in terms of like a Black bird that really understands Black culture. He's been to the motherland. He went, you know, he's been on the grounds. Larina, you and I, we're trying to do it before, but then winter came. The Morning Detour is going to do it. And you know when we do things, it's a little bit different, bring the cameras out. Yeah. We're going to do it. I spoke to Rito. We'll have him on the show. We're going to do it. We're going to set it up in the upcoming weeks, and we'll have him on the show as well. Encourage everyone to go. Black culture has a deep-rooted history in Montreal, and a lot of people don't know about it. They don't teach it in school. Please take this journey with Rito. It's very informative, and it's very enriching as people to learn about.
Definitely. And then also speaking about Black culture, this is some place that I was trying to get to, but you know, Corona happened, so I wasn't able to go. But the National Museum of African American History and Culture, they're actually having a live stream. So you could take the tour of the museum. This is happening tomorrow, Saturday, May 8th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And if you didn't know, this is the world's largest museum that's dedicated to African American history and culture. It's the fourth most visited Smithsonian Museum in the year that it opened, which was in 2016. And the museum has more than 40,000 objects in its collection, but right now on display, they have 3,500. So if ever you wanted to visit that Smithsonian Museum that's located in Washington, well, you could do it virtually for now.
No.
It's an hour and a half tour.
Yeah, Larina, every company should hire you. The way you sell the virtual, it's like, you know, you could go in person, you know what I mean? But the virtual's a little bit better. I mean, I've driven by, you know, D.C. is one of my favorite. If I were to live in the States, I would live in D.C. I've been by the Smithsonian. It's a beautiful thing, man. Like, there's nothing more beautiful than history. Like, to see stuff and inventions and things that they had back then and to see the evolution of things. It's so beautiful, man. Human civilization is a beautiful thing. If you don't love being a human being, oh, man, I feel bad for you. It's a beautiful thing. I love my mama, too.
But no, this is definitely a good one because I feel like everybody should visit all of these different museums that we have across North America that does have our culture within it. So definitely try and check it out. It is free. So, you know, I love free and discounts, so it doesn't hurt. Another thing that's happening on May 8th, tomorrow, is the Versus Battle, SWV versus Escape.
Uh-oh.
That's happening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Instagram, the Triller app, and also I'm sure someone's streaming it on YouTube. So definitely check that out tomorrow evening.
Why are you calling other people that streaming out, Larina? You know what I mean? Do you work for the CRTC, Larina?
I'm trying to help people out because sometimes people don't have Instagram accounts. I don't know who has a Triller account here in Montreal. So in case you don't have it, you don't have to worry. You don't have to bug anybody. Search it on YouTube. You will find it. But if you are not into the secular music, DC Winans is also having a concert tomorrow night. It's called An Evening of Thanksgiving. It's a live stream of her tour that was put on hold because of COVID. It's happening tomorrow from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. That's a long time. It's also free and it's live on Facebook.
Don't put a limit on God, Larina. Don't put a limit on the worship. I keep forgetting to talk about this every show. On Sunday mornings, when I'm on my route, I've been taking in CKT's premier show. I think it's called Mind, Body, and Soul. Oh, man, I love that show. Oh, I love that show. I got to talk to Louise. They got to connect me. That's a good church show. Oh, it's good. They play some good Lecrae. Oh, man. I love the host. I love their voice. I love how dynamic they are. It's a really, really good show. It's been on CKT for a long time. It's on Sundays, I think, from 7 to 9. Don't Kill. I think it's called Mind, Body, and Soul. It's a great, great show. I'm a big fan. On every Monday, I'm listening to Dice B, La Nuit Blanche. Oh, oh! I can do it, too! But everyone knows, I can imitate all the intros. There's some good radio shows in Montreal, and they've been doing this for a long time. They're the OGs in the game. So that's Mind, Body, and Soul on CKT on Sundays from 7 to 9. And then you have the Nuit Blanche on Radio Centreville. I think that's from midnight to 3 with the Honorable Dice B. He's a GOAT. You know, when you talk about people like Dice B, you got to put the Honorable in front of it. He's been putting years in the game.
No, definitely. But yeah, that's what's happening. I'm sure she's going to have guest appearances probably from her brother, BB, and other notable gospel singers and artists, things like that.
BB and them.
You don't know BB and CeCe Winans?
Stop it. Don't put me on the spot in the morning show. Of course.
I'm just
the
checking.
The Winans? Oh, come on, girl. You know, I came on. You know, St. Paul's my church. You know, I went to Pastor Adler Church. Y'all know, it's not no hyperbole, I was supposed to become a pastor. I may still regain the cloth later on, Larina. Would you come to my church? You won't come to my church?
I'd make a few appearances.
The First Trinity of Moon Chaser? I'm just trying to make my mama proud, okay? Stop trying to marginalize my greatness. I'm trying to make Miss Thomas proud, okay? But yeah, you'll be on my deacon list. You'll be one of my deaconesses.
You know what? We'll come back to this after. So moving on. Actually, no. Before I get to entertainment news, I do want to say the Crown Project, we still have our contest open. Yeah. We are giving away 20 gift boxes, which are called Queen gift boxes. Last week, I did tell you that we have Honest Beauty, which is the company by Jessica Alba, that donated products. We also have the brand Champion that is donating items as well. So as everyone knows, Champion is the athletic wear. They've been leading an innovative, high-quality athletic apparel since like 1919. So they have teamed up with the Crown Project, and they will be donating items to our box. So I'm really excited about that. But if you know somebody in grade 6 or grade 11, that could benefit from winning. You could send them to www.thecrownproject.net or follow us on social media at The Crown Project and have them enter the contest. Or if you're a parent or teacher and you want to nominate a girl, you could definitely do that as well.
The Crown Project, baby. You guys are always giving away something. So benevolent, The Crown Project, boy. Let me tell you, people support. Make sure you follow The Crown Project on Instagram and on Facebook. Very, very beautiful initiative for our city. Very grassrooted. Larina, boy, what's going on entertainment?
But entertainment, J. Cole actually made the news. He announced on Twitter he will be releasing a new album on May 14th titled The Off Season. And he also released the cover as well.
Boy, listen, he got to come with something. All those super rappers that, you know, like, you know, I'm so good, like the Andre 3000s, the J. Cole, now the Kendricks, where, you know, I'm going to drop an album, you know, once every 2 years. If you're gonna do that kind of album model, you have to bring it. He has to give it to me. Yeah. J. Cole has to give me. Last week I played brackets at the beginning of the show. I was like, yo, J. Cole, man, the way he writes, he's one of the premier rappers we have in hip hop, man. J. Cole is definitely up there in my top five all day.
Definitely. No, he's super talented, and I can't wait for the album to be released. And I think he will put out some really good quality music where I will like more than 4 songs off of the album. Another thing that made headlines is Bill and Melinda Gates. They are divorcing. So after 27 years of marriage, they have called it quits. They will still work together on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it was also revealed that they had no prenup, which a lot of people thought was crazy. And then also the day of the divorce, well, not the day of the divorce, but the day that Melinda filed for divorce, Bill Gates did give her $2 billion in stocks the same day.
I want those kind of problems. I want that kind of divorce, Montreal. You know what? You know, we no longer love each other. We no longer want to be each other. But you know what? Hold this $2 billion. You're going to be all right.
In stocks. Not just $2 billion.
It's still going up. It's still going up, right? What's Bill Gates going to do? He's going to get himself a little young thing? How old is Bill Gates?
No, actually, Bill Gates already has a girlfriend. He has been having this girlfriend for years.
Hold on. Lorena, you got the Bill Gates tea? I need to know more. What's going on, Bill Gates?
Bill Gates has some other woman. I don't know if that was an agreement within their marriage. I don't know if that is the reason why they're getting a divorce, but he already has someone. So Bill is not alone. He's still out there doing his thing. Black Twitter is going crazy, going in his DMs, shooting their shot. So yeah, it's a crazy time right now.
How old is Bill Gates? He's like 64?
I don't know.
Man, I tell you, old, rich, white men, they have it all, man. They have it all. They get the young thing, give your ex-wife $6 billion, $2 billion in stocks. Everybody's happy. Boy, I love it, man. I love it, man. This world we live in, you got to love it. I hope Mars is going to be this fun. Minus the pollution.
It probably will, because those are the people that will be there for sure. At the beginning, but also Will Smith also made headlines because he has announced that he has teamed up with YouTube and will release a 6-part unscripted series documenting his journey back to health after, like the majority of us, he was eating his way through the pandemic. So of course his body changed, and he posted that on his social media page. So for now, the show is titled Best Shape of My Life. It can change, but the show will have scientists, experts, and athletes on there as he goes and he transforms back into the Will Smith, I guess, that we already know. But this also encouraged a lot of men to post their bodies on social media, which I thought was really cool, just to kind of show, like, you know, body positivity and stuff like that.
Let me say, I seen some of y'all. The private gym sessions are open. You have good fit fitness and wellness, and you also have buying and training. I got my boy Blake. The one-on-one sessions are available. There's no excuse. You know, I mean, I've been running my 7Ks on Friday, Lorena. But you know what, Lorena? A little meat on a man's body, it ain't wrong. The last couple of years, we've seen the big guy get a lot of love. A little meat ain't wrong. We've all put in little pounds, but I've been back in the gym as well, Lorena, trying to get right. You know, a healthy body's a strong body. That's my opinion.
No, I think it's good. I think it's going to also encourage a lot of people. At the same time that he's doing his journey, well, us watching it, a lot of people will probably want to, like, join in on what he's doing and post, like, the before and after. So I think it's a good thing. And the last thing I wanted to mention that I saw on MTL blog is that Montreal is getting a pro basketball team. And they are looking to us to submit ideas for a team name. So according to MTL blog, Montreal's getting a CEBL expansion franchise in 2022, and they are looking for a name. So you can complete a survey online and basically give your suggestions.
Let me be clear here on the Morning Detour this Friday morning. Let's be very clear about something. We better not choose a name that sounds crazy in French. We better not choose a name that's super francophone so we get embarrassed in the league. It's already bad enough that we're the angry province in Canada. Let's choose a appropriate name. I'm telling you, Lorena, I ain't going to no game if the name ain't right. I ain't going to the game if the uniform looks like a high school basketball team from New Nuvits uniform. It better be the right one. We're a proud city. This is Montreal. I believe this.
For it all. So colors, logo, moniker, they're looking for everything. So if you have a suggestion, Montreal, our listeners,
what I'm not hearing, Lorena, I'm not hearing who's going to commentate these games. Who's going to be the commentator for these games? Because some of their choice of some of the select games before for me, it was a little bit questionable. You already know who should be hosting these games. You already know who should be. We got Larina with the ball. She's coming down the clock. Y'all know how I have it feeling like Rucker Park, Larina. I know some of our listeners like Rucker Park, New York, Harlem. It's okay. It's a streetball classic. Ah, it's a whole other thing.
YouTube.
Yeah, you can tell she's a publicist. You always have the resources, just you two. No. Stay on the live. Don't go in person. Just stay on the live. Thank you so much, Larina. As you guys know, Montreal MyC, this show is brought to you by Woke Conscious Skincare. It's a conscious, luxurious, all-natural self-care products with minimal and hand-selected ingredients. It's black-owned. It's eco-friendly to get your bath bombs, your body butter, your lip oil, your body oil, and your beard oil for men as well. So that is Woke Conscious Skincare. Things is beautiful, Larina. Thank you so much. It's the Morning Detour. I still got more fire. DJ Moon 1.
We the best music.
Yeah.
Another one.
See what could happen when we all get together.
DJ Khaled.
I swear, this is my year. I like good girls and Louis Vuitton gear. I like Babbitt. Extended long hair, and she like Raf Simmons. My bag like 40K, now she act different, and her different, like my cash different. I'm getting money on purpose, you got it by accident. Black on black, big bodies, all back to back with it. Popping like 3 times a week, hanging with my savages, yeah. And yeah, I pull up, put me a red eye, just to do donuts on guard. They don't want smoke with us, they just might fold up. They never noticed us, I had to show up. Look, that double R with us, you know the stars with us. Heard they on demon time. We got Allah with us, all that dangerous, yeah. Do not play with us, yeah. They can't bang with us, they labeled us murderers. I hang with the worst of them. When I bust, you just move. You feisty, baby, but that's how I like you, baby. I can maybe like me, I'm rich, don't know if she really like me, yeah.
She loves us.
When I bust, you just move. You feisty, baby, but that's how I like you, baby. I can maybe like me, I'm rich, don't know if she really like me, yeah.
Yo, she front. Hey, yo, let's go, Sean.
B's and M's is what I came to touch.
Yeah.
She woke me up the head and made me blush. Damn.
Damn.
Dodging all the shots they aimed at us. Something dangerous. Losing team, ain't no way that's us.
No way.
Mama worked 2 jobs at once for half her life.
Half her life. Half
she prayed to God and I was the reply. Power, dedication, you can't deny. Yeah. I'm my only enemy. If I don't win, it's self-sabotage.
That's on me.
I'm in the zone and it's a war zone. I'm in control, ball in my court, even in courtrooms. You chasing the hoes that chase money, that chase me. While I'm going over blueprints in the boardroom. And she knows no strings attached when we fly private there and back. And her base private and I like that. Brightest energy, my soul sings CC White is on the track. Me and Khaled, we go back, but we ain't never going back. Don't get confused.
When I bust, you just move. You feisty, baby, but that's how I like you, baby. I can maybe like me, I'm rich, don't know if she really like me, yeah.
Yeah.
When I bust, you just move. You feisty, baby, but that's how I like you, baby. I can maybe like me, I'm rich, don't know if she really like me, yeah.
Straight drop, dead, letting by. That's my trap spot, straight fire. Running through the courts, made it playing like a sport. Set the streets on fire, left it burning like a torch. All I want is Tudos, gave the charges to the boys. Now I'm bigger than the blogs, not a topic on the Forbes. Catch a fair charge, now we pardoned by the laws. Better stay in line, or I'ma sit them in the mall. Heaven now on earth, half a million on the watch. 3 bands on the sweater just to let him watch. Wanna ride the wave, so I let him on the yacht. Cuban links for the team, double M on the lock. 305 the code, if you wanna get a block, you can send it Bitcoin, time to triple it with stock. All eyes on me, you niggas living in a box. Got the haters leaving comments while I'm really sending shots.
Hey, yo, I told y'all the first motherfucking time I was never gonna stop. Yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. Now we have another friend of the show on the show once again, Fallon Renner. She has a beautiful natural skincare company called Woke Conscious Skincare. Hey, Fallon, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing beautiful, man. So what's going on with Woke Conscious Skincare? Last time you were here, you were doing beard oil for men. You had all this lip balm and stuff. What kind of new things? A little birdie told me you all got some new stuff on the way. What can we expect from Woke Conscious Skincare?
Yes, we actually do have a new collection coming up. I'm about to release it yet. Limited edition bundle boxes. Mm. This collection is a chamomile grapefruit collection. So there's lots of different products that my everyone has already seen, just with a little twist. Some new products as well. There's actually going to be some exclusive things in there that I've never released before. It will be only available in these limited edition boxes that are coming out very soon. And I just want to mention, also, you mentioned the beard oils. I want to mention about a new point of sale for these beard oils. I'm really happy to announce that you can now find my beard oils at Beardlington Barbershop, found in Verdun.
Okay. So you're moving on up. The brand is getting bigger. So for those who don't know, Woke Conscious Skincare is conscious, luxurious skincare with natural, enhanced, selected ingredients. Oh boy, it's bougie skincare. So Fallon.
Yes, bougie skincare. Bougie skincare. That's what I can call it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it is for me.
Slogan. Bougie skincare. I like that.
Listen, I've been using your lip balm for the last couple of weeks here, and I must say I'm quite enjoying it. You know, the lips ain't dry, so I like the natural aspect of it. But you do have something special for us to give away. We've been advertising it on our Detour 514 on our Instagram, our Mother's Day giveaway. Could you tell people a little bit more what that is about?
So for Mother's Day, I'd like to offer some products from our newest collection, the Grapefruit Cabernet collection that I'm working on right now. I have a new formula for sugar scrubs. I've had fantastic reviews. I now make a whipped sugar body scrub. And so I'll be offering one of those to, you know, get your listeners to try out our newest formula and one of our newest products. I'll also be giving out a lightly shimmered body butter with a base of avocado butter, and also a lip oil, all from the newest collection. So it'll all be scented grapefruit chamomile.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that sounds right. Mom Duke's going to be smelling right, boy. World Conscious Skincare, natural skincare company. I call it the bougie skincare. So, finally, before I let you go, let the people know how they could contact you if they're looking to buy some World Conscious Skincare products. How can they get in touch?
Woke.conscious.skincare@gmail.com, or you can place your orders via DM on Instagram. Follow us, woke.conscious.skincare. We announce all our upcoming releases and limited edition products and bundle boxes. So follow us to get all the details.
Yes. Things is happening. The bougie skincare company, Woke Conscious Skincare. Fallon Wren, I appreciate you. Let's go play some dope music. DJ Moon One's in the building. It's the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. We the best music.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I gotta make my mind up. I'm gon' grind, gon' shine until my time's up. I got money in my mind, is that a crime, yeah? Don't wanna go back to the days when I was broke. But girl, you my priority. And I put your heart way over me. And money ain't shit if I ain't with you, babe. Give it all away just to get you back. Can't put a price on what we had. They say time is money, but money can't make no time. Sometimes it's sunny, but sometimes it don't shine. And life is a bitch, but sometimes it's alright. So I'ma let go of things I can't control. Let it go. 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 Let it go.
Oh God.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh.
I let it go. If you say that you love me, that's better show.
Oh God.
Don't try and play like I'm slow, cause you been around the block and I know this for sure.
21.
She asked for seconds, I give her some more, and I'm proud of myself cause I used to be poor. Now I just hustle and grind and stack it till all of my muscles is sore.
Oh God.
Don't play a sport, but I ball.
21.
Answer the phone when I call.
21.
I get up whenever I fall. Don't try me, it's gonna end up in a brawl.
Oh God.
Porch lights look like a fraud.
Fraud.
Cost a few hundred, that's all.
That's all.
Richmond sit on my wrist, I'm bit for well, I don't do small.
Oh God.
So fat, can't sit up. Shotty got a load in the back like a pickup. $250,000 every time I do a pickup. Fans got their arms in the air like a stick up.
21.
Money growing like it got hiccup.
21.
You know it's some dope if I whip up.
Straight up.
Time is money, little baby, you beautiful. I ain't got no choice but to tip ya.
21.
They say time is money, but money can't make no time.
Make no time.
Sometimes it's sunny, but sometimes it don't shine.
21.
It don't shine. And life is a bitch, but sometimes it's alright.
It's alright.
So I'ma let go of things I can't control. Let it go.
21.
Let it go.
Straight up.
Let it go.
Oh God.
Let it go. Let it go.
21.
Let it go.
Let it go.
let it go.
Let it go.
Oh.
We the best music.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to The Morning Detour. I have a special guest with us this morning. We've all seen her work throughout Montreal, everywhere, billboards, flyers, when you're in the bus station, in the metro, her work is there. It's literally everywhere. But we do not know the woman behind the art, so I'm happy to get her here. She is a digital artist, a graphic designer, a creative consultant. And again, like, her work is in Montreal, of course. You can see it around Canada as well. She's done some work in the U.S. As well as Senegal as well. So we'll see if she's done work somewhere else as well. She's growing. But yeah, welcome, Leona, to The Morning Detour. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So I just want to jump right in. So how did you start your creative journey?
Well, seems like forever. I've always been fascinated with art at a young age. I love my after school and Saturday morning cartoons. I was always fascinated by that. How did they do that? So yeah, so It's in the blood. And the creative journey began when I enrolled in a graphic design program. I freelanced a bit for a few years and then decided to take the plunge and launch my layer art business in late 2014. I'll say more 2015, early 2015. And Leo Art, we specialize in, brand creation, identity, packaging, design, wall art, and merchandise products. Throughout the years, I've helped brands and businesses evolve. So from being the head creative designer at Audace Féminin, which brought about the Salon International de la Femme Noire, I've also done stuff for Fabienne Collat Foundation, which she does create for the Montreal International Black Film Fest, the Toronto Black Film Festival, as well as Haïtien 4D, Fondue au Noir, Gala Dynastie. I've touched a bit on their project. We brand startups, churches, promoters, authors, just to name a few, basically. So
you're well-rounded working with different clients and stuff. And I do like that you said, like, it started from a child. So, because a lot of times we have these dreams as children, or we're attracted to certain things as children, but then as we get older, it kind of fades away because we're told, like, okay, you need to be more serious and jump into the real world. So I'm glad that it stuck with you and you took that leap and you stayed with it, because now you're doing amazing things. Your brand is always growing. And every time I ask somebody, like, okay, somebody needs a graphic designer, somebody needs business cards, no matter who I ask, your name pops up.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much.
Always pops up. So you're doing such a great job, and people love you as a person as well. You're professional. You're really, like, easy to work with. Like, I've only heard good things about you, and I've never met you before today.
Right. Only on social media.
Exactly. But, like, your name is always being spoken in rooms that you're not in. So I think that's really great. And it's just a testament to your work and to who you are as a person as well. So I also wanted to ask you, what does it mean to be a social artpreneur? Like, what is that? Is that different from a graphic designer? Like, what does that encompass?
Personally, I don't believe it's the same in its totality. There are some things that are intertwined. You need one to produce the other, I believe, right? So artpreneur is the artist who realizes that in order to survive off their art, they're going to need to consider it a business, right? So, for example, in yesteryears, there was the myth of the starving artist, you know, spending hours creating without any thought of what happened after the work is finished. Nowadays, with the advent of technology and social media and all that stuff, the artists need to take off their, that myth is no longer relevant, right? So the artists need to take off their artist hat, you know, to, and exchange it for several other hats, I believe, you know, like the marketing, social media, collaborating, and bookkeeping. So it's pretty much a lot of, well, hats that we have to wear. And basically, artpreneur for me are basically artists who are self-employed, make art, look for opportunities that are right for them, and create opportunities where there was none before. So that's what I believe what artpreneur is. Well, that's what I am in a way, you know? So, yeah.
Or that is what you do.
Exactly, correct. Like originally graphic designer, but now because when you launch your business nowadays, everybody's an entrepreneur. So blending both together for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think that's super, super dope. So I love that. And then of course, as a Black creator, is it important for you to let your identity shine and then also highlight different Black organizations and businesses? And why is that?
Yeah, definitely. Because what I see in the mirror is a Black woman. And we all know that Black people as a whole are not seen and being heard. I always say that Black people create, diversity is creativity. Thus, by highlighting and being part of other Black brands also shines the spotlight on me. You know what I mean? So definitely. I also believe the saying that no man is an island unto himself. Like my, you know, from back when, like I'm background is Jamaican. So my grandmother was always saying that, my mom. So it's like we express, it expresses the idea that human beings do badly when isolated from others. So therefore we do need community in order to thrive, right? So yeah, like definitely. Yeah.
No, very much so. I completely agree with that. We definitely need to be more of a community and lift each other up where we can. Right. So doing that with your business and the people, like you could just see in your portfolio, the people that you have as clients and that you've built relationships with. And I feel like both sides have benefited from each other working together and right. You know, have raised up and have done amazing things. So yeah, I think that's super important. And just like you said, like we can't be isolated. We've kind of seen that with like COVID and quarantine and being, you know, social distancing too, and seeing the effects that it's had on us. But yeah, we do well when we work together. So I definitely. Yeah. And with, your art, you know, like I said, you work with multiple brands and organizations and people and stuff like that. So how is it like working with clients? Like maybe you can give us like, because sometimes working with people can be difficult, like finding the right clients and stuff like that, or finding the right graphic designer. So how do you go about that?
The tricky question. Well, yeah, like working with a number of clients allows me to diversify what I do. Okay, number one, it also allowed me to be more versatile in my designs. So overall, they have contributed to my professional development and skills, right? So because I believe the learning never stops. You know, you continue and continue. And also it's an improvement, like you're always improving on what you used to do. Because when I look back on certain things I've done prior, it's like, oh, wow, I did that? No, that's crap, you know? But as in any organization or businesses, there will always be particularities, right? All the time. Some clients, most of them have good ideas of what they want, but they don't have the design expertise needed to determine what is realistic or for their budget, you know what I mean? And time frame. You know, time frame, it's like most of the time they think that, okay, because of what they see that I've done, it's like automatically going to be transferred to them. And it's not always the case. You know what I mean? Some it's more complicated than others when it comes to certain projects, but yeah. And while some allow the designer to have free reign to complete a job in the manner they see best, others want to micromanage. So that's part of, it's part of the territory being a graphic designer as well. You know, it's a little bit frustrating at times, but in the end, all you want to do is meet your client's expectations, you know, for me anyways. Well, I mean, for every business, for sure. I guess in the end, it's the client expectation. And there's always ups and downs, I'm not going to lie, you know. And a lot of people see the what's out there that, oh, wow, you know what I mean? That's perfect. I want that. But everybody's different. So they have to understand that what I do for you is for you particularly. You know what I mean? And yeah.
Exactly. I totally agree, because I feel like when you're doing something that's service-based, right, it's a process to give that service. So like you said, people see your work and they're in awe, but they feel like it's going to happen in like 24 to 48 hours. And it's like, yeah, no. There's steps to this to get to the product that you want.
Yeah. And I'm pretty hard on myself at times, because it's always like, it's always a challenge, because you want to surpass yourself all the time. You know what I mean? For example, for Odesso Fluminé, which I'm part of, like the first year we launched, you know, we were testing the waters. The second year was like, wow, you know what I mean? It was big and superb. Now we're actually starting the fourth edition coming up soon. So yeah. And it's just like, we evolve and so forth. You know what I mean? So it's a process. In anything that you do, it's a process for sure. But yeah.
No, definitely. And then you also said something like being hard on yourself. Like you may look at something you did years ago and be like, oh, that sucks. Yeah. But to us, the people looking on the outside in, we might think it is like amazing. So it's so crazy. Just, you know, everybody's point of view, like the artist, their point of view and what they feel. And then, you know, us, the viewers or the audience or what have you looking at it, because I recently saw, I'm like a big Mariah Carey fan, and I was on Twitter and somebody was mentioning some performance she did and they were like, oh, this is my favorite performance. And she's like, I don't really like that performance. That's not my favorite one, but everybody, are you crazy? Like, this was amazing. The vocals were on point and everything. But to her, something she probably just doesn't want to, like, think about, you know?
Right.
Like, she was at her top, you know, performance or what have you. But, yeah, it's funny how we view things. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this question is a bit of a hard one, because I think it's hard to just pick one. So what is a project that you loved working on the most? Like, what was the best one? If you can pick one, or
maybe two. Let's see. My favorite thing to create, my favorite thing to create is exploring the endless possibilities of merging art, illustration, and photography. So to create pleasing and thought-provoking visual. So that's like always my aim. There are times the creative process begin with a compelling image, a theme of what I'm feeling or going through in that moment, right? So I just want to make that clear for everybody, like my process. And like, for example, the latest theme that I I'm working on was like my Bloom series, right? And since I'm a digital artist, I will explore different ways of bringing forth messages and emotion through that particular piece. So what I will say that I really like, my favorite one to create was when we did the second edition of Le Salon International de la Femme Noire, and the theme was STEM, and I got a lot of love on that one. So because it was different, it was original and different. So yeah, so that one I will say is one of my best. And the latest one was also the 30th year for the Black History Month, the recent one that we just did. So that one was pretty cool. I was blown away by the response because I've been doing this for so long in that way, designing in that way, creating that way. But when the love came out, like, I was just like, oh, okay, thanks a lot, you know? But yeah, so for the Black History Month as well, yeah.
Yeah, no, that one was the big one because even I saw, like, on my timeline, like, people were posting it when you the art was, like, revealed. So a lot of people were in awe about it, and they really loved it. So I do remember seeing, like, a lot of, like, talk about the art and everything.
Yes.
Super, super, like, connected. And they kind of, like, fell in love with that picture.
Exactly. I was like I said, I was really thrown off a bit in a good way, for sure. Yeah. And my LinkedIn, just nobody goes on my LinkedIn page, but I was just, you know, so I was just like, okay, notification, love. I'm like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? So I was blessed. Like, it's amazing. Yeah.
No, that has to be a beautiful feeling because, you know, you put so much into your art and you're hoping, like, okay, are people going to love it? Like, what are people's reactions? Like, you might not obviously pay attention to maybe all the comments because you
right.
But when you get so much feedback and you're notified of, like, what you're doing is really, like, impacting people and evoking an emotion, it must be, like, just a beautiful feeling and rewarding.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah.
So I also wanted to know, what is something that you want to let transpire through your...
I guess individuality, uniqueness, to evoke emotion through colors and storytelling. I tell a lot of stories in my art. A lot of people, like, some people realize that, like, you know, because there's always, and I always mix it with poetry as well, right? I'm an undercover poet. Like, I'm not out there like certain people will, but I do write behind the scenes, you know. But so, but my art is, sorry?
We have an exclusive. You're also a poet.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, right here and there, but I don't know. I don't know if I should really call myself a poet because I'm not on stage or anything. I'm mostly behind the scene, and it's through my art, right? So I express also through my art. So that's a way of communicating for me. So in the end, like, I really like what I want to transpire also is, like, when you see something, you can say, yeah, that's a Leo art. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And I did want to ask you, because you did, you just mentioned Odessa Feminine, and I know that it's coming up in May. Is there information that you can give us about that, especially if maybe some of our audience is not too familiar with that? You know, you could just introduce that to them a little bit.
Yeah, so Odessa Feminine, it's basically what it is to shine the spotlight on people that's in the community that's don't have the spotlight, basically, that's behind the scene all the time, and talk about different topics that pertains to marginalized people, the Black women mostly. And yeah, so we have events, we have master classes and so forth. Obviously, with the COVID, everything is, we had to pivot in a way. But overall, we're still going, we're still going strong. And yeah, we have a great team, you know, that keep moving forward. So yeah. And the fourth edition is going to be on the 28th, 29 and 30. So it's on the 3 days. So yeah, so we're starting. It's crunch time. It's crunch time.
I saw, I don't know where I saw it, but I saw some type of advertisement with the date. So I have it starting in May. I'll start promoting it in our community events, because I think it's important that people sign up and attend.
Oh, thanks.
Support. So yeah, I just wanted you to introduce it a little bit, because I know, like, you know, you're connected with them, of course.
It's right.
So it's better to hear it from, you know,
indeed.
Adding it in. So I will be talking about it. And as more stuff is revealed, I'll add that in so that people can be updated on everything. And then I also wanted to know, like, what are your aspirations in the long run?
Let's see. To level up, always. You know, sometimes we're so stuck in what we know in that box, because I'm always behind the scenes, and you know what I mean? And we tend to, like, okay, so level up for sure, collaborate more with other creatives, that the passion for all things creative can't be seen and heard in everything I do. To me, it surpassed the expectation of my clients. You know, there's times when I'm exhausted, you know, and sometimes the creative juice ain't flowing, but, you know, it happens. Like just when you have a writer block, you know what I mean? It's the same thing for creatives as well. Like, and that's the added pressure that I have on myself, you know what I mean? But it's a challenge. But like I said, I always want to try to surpass and meet the expectation. You know, sometimes I hate it, and sometimes I don't. Have to be real, you know? And like my slogan says, good design is good business, to help companies look good, both online and offline. Nothing makes me happier than my clients' success. You know what I mean? And knowing that me, Leo Art, was part of someone's journey. So in the end, it's always that, because we never know what tomorrow brings. And for me to just have that little piece of myself within within your project, I'm good.
No, I love that. And you could see that everything that you just said, you see that in your work. You see that with the feedback and the testimonials that people have given about you and your work. So definitely, we see that your love for it is there. It's not something you just do because you found a way to make money. It's something that you truly love, and you take your time and you put out great work all the time. So I think there's more hits than misses with your work. Let us know, like, where can we follow you? Where can we keep up with you, and maybe like purchase any of your art when you have things on sale? Like, how can we get all of
that? Right. Well, my Instagram is art_by_LeoArt. My Facebook page, business page, Leo Art. My personal page, Leona Carthy. Website, still working on it. So to purchase my stuff, hit me a note, a direct message. It's easy to find me for sure.
Okay, perfect. Well, definitely Montreal, follow her on her social media pages. And then also too, we'll keep up to date. So when you do the site launch, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So I can't wait to see you. And all the other work that you come up with. And I'll definitely be talking about starting next month. So next week on the show, I'll have that done. But I want to thank you so much, Leona, for coming on The Morning Detour and speaking with us so that we can get to know you a little bit. So I really appreciate it.
And thanks a mil for having me, getting out of my comfort zone.
You did a great job. So I love it. I'm here to support. So anything that The Morning Detour can do to help you, just let us know. Just hit us up.
All right. Thanks a mil.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. This is how we close out the morning show. The last 2 hours have been amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to The Morning Detour, Montreal's premier morning show. You know I gotta close it out with some Drake. You know, yeah. I gotta close it out with some Drizzy. Show me how you do this, son. Yeah.
See the crib and ask who did I steal from. Price tags on making the world feel some. They don't have enough to satisfy a real one. Maverick Carter couldn't even get the deal done. Scared to come towards us, gotta run from us. Louisville, hush money for my young gunners. Rick Pitino, I take them to strip clubs and casinos. Stack casinos, get all of you scratched like Primo. Worms, I just opened up a can of those. My mother had a flower shop, but I was Sandra's Rose. Two girls that I wrote like Indiana Jones. I make them walk together like I'm Amber Rose. Yeah. That I gotta up the ante. California girl, sweeter than pieces of candy. Had me all in Nipsey Hood to go link up with Sammy. Type of hood where bandanas make the family. Head on a swivel, I could shoot, but I could never dribble. Life too short, I gotta get it for they blow the whistle. My uncle trying to change my energy with stones and crystals. But it's gonna take more than that for me to control my issues. I wasn't made for no casket or no prison cell. Every title doing numbers like I'm Mr. Dell. Sandra knows I pulled us out of a living hell. I'm the chosen one, flowers never pick themselves.
It's been a long fight. It's been a long fight, and I just had a warrior spirit. and that's all. So I'm just...
Don't start that.
No, I'm good. I'm just regrouping. I'm just regrouping.
You sure?
You got a tissue?
No. No, wow.
Want a classic, that's just 10 of these. Crime family like the Genovese. You don't want drama, capiche. My house is full of supermodels just like Muhammad Hadid. I take this too serious, you my comic relief. I find it funny how I keep on talking and commas increase. I'm standing at the top of where you the climbing to reach. I even got my very own initials inscribed in my sheets. Subtle reminders of key. Jeez. Spoiler alert, the second act is tragic. And everyone that wants the worst for me is asking what happened. Backstabbed so many times, I started walking backwards. Like Charlemagne, I see the light and see the darkest patches. Bury me and I'll be born again. I walk in godly form amongst the mortal men.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM. Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll
have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Toi, ton vaccin, tu l'as eu?
Non, pas encore, mais ça va pas tarder.
Et tu l'as pris pour quoi?
J'ai pris le vaccin danse.
Le vaccin danse? Trop bonne idée.
Ouais, m'entraîner avec les filles, c'est ce qui me manque le plus.
Ben moi, le mien, ça va être le vaccin soccer. Je suis vraiment impatiente de retrouver toute la gang.
La vaccination nous rapproche de tous ces moments. Suivez la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prenez rendez-vous à québec.ca/vaccin-COVID. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM.